Hello, this is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the Red Zone. So, here we are again, guys, and looks like I'm on a roll tonight. So, tonight I want to talk about your thoughts. What are your thoughts producing? Now, we do know that as a man thinketh, so is he, and that, to me, is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible, because I really believe it speaks volumes, because that is so true. As you think, so are you. So whatever your mind is thinking, believing, that is what you become. And that is also what you will have in your life. Now, like I said before, I definitely believe that is true because it's in the Word of God. And you know, also a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you don't grab a hold of your thoughts and harness them and learn how to pretty much control your thoughts, then you can really... your life can end up being topsy-turvy and pretty much everywhere. So, I think, and I don't want to say I think, I actually know, excuse me, that what I'm finding is that is definitely where the devil comes in. The enemy definitely comes in, dealing with your thoughts, excuse me, trying to make you feel a certain way about yourself or your life, and it can be very detrimental to you. As I said before, your thoughts create, and they really do create, and you want to make sure that you are creating a life. Number one, you want to make sure that you're in the will of the Father, that you're the will of God, and that you're keeping your mind stayed upon him. That helps a whole lot. And upon the things that he's sharing with you, upon his word, upon scripture, and even in prayer, it helps. When you pray, your mind is on him. It takes your mind off things that can pretty be much more on the fleshy side, much more on the worry, you're worrying, or you have anxiety, or, you know, trusting, not being able to trust, or just the negativity side, the negative things that can come to really cause you to be off balance. So, I truly believe that as you submit yourself, submit your will to Christ, it helps also with your thoughts and your mindset. Now, a major component, I believe, that will help you with your thoughts is peace. And we all know that Christ is the Prince of Peace. And peace is just everything. You know, without peace, you're pretty much just, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It makes things harder on you and harder in life. I believe that peace, not being peaceful, causes more confusion in your life. So I want to go to Big John, and I want to read something to you that I think will be a blessing to you. It's going to be John 14:27. And let's go there and read. Okay. So it states, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So what we see is that the Lord gives us peace. It's something that he gives us. So we have it. And as long as we're not troubled, as long as we are not fearful, peace will pretty much remain in our lives. And so God is not the author of confusion. And, you know, fear really can draw just a lot of negative things to you. So if we can just stop being so worried about things that we cannot change, stop being so fearful. And again, I said before in the last podcast, we're living in a time where fear is at an all-time high. So you really have to harness that thing. You've got to stand in faith so it will drown out the fear. And you got to trust God with whatever is going on. So your thoughts produce. They produce. And it's really up to us to cast down any negativity, any negative thoughts, so it won't produce negativity in our lives or bad fruit, negativity. You know, it's really up to us to do our best to control our thoughts. And so that is something that I really want to work on. And so I thought I would make a podcast about that. So guys, let's all try to focus more on Christ. Let's pray as much as we can and get into the Word and find scriptures that speak about peace, so that peace will be upon us and we will carry it everywhere we go, and we won't have to worry about our thoughts producing negativity. This is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the Red Zone.